Zone Gray.
Now it's time for Love Line on Zone 105.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience.
Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Love Line.
Welcome to the best of Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is a board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Don't bother phoning or faxing. Nobody will be manning either machine. We are out. And Everclear is in. Art, Greg, and Craig are all here from Everclear. Songs from an American Movie, Learning How to Smile is the name of the new CD, which is not out yet. July 11th is when it will come out. But the guys are here tonight, not only plugging that, but doing a little video with us. And also, they'll have a follow-up to that CD, which will be out. And, well, when is that coming? It's coming out this year. The tour starts in November, so that'll come out in...
Probably November. That's going to be volume two of songs from an American Movie, Good Time for a Bad Attitude.
Which is, again, the follow-up to the one out on July 11th. Yeah. Miranda.
Yes.
You're 19.
I'm 19.
What's up?
I actually have a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I was molested at the age of 19 months old, and I was raped at the age of 10 to 11.
Do you remember the 19-month-old incident?
No, I was told.
Okay.
But I do remember the 11 to 10.
Okay.
I really think that could affect me being able to get pregnant. I've had unprotected sex. You know how it's supposed to be like 72 hours after your period, you can get pregnant.
No, my
husband. Well, I've heard.
No, that's not your peak... time for fertility, okay?
Okay.
It's a day, it's 24 hours after ovulation.
Okay.
Which is mid-cycle, about 18 days.
Okay. So I was wondering if that could affect me being able to get pregnant.
Yeah. The fact that you were exposed to somebody young age, God knows maybe there was an infection or something that went missed, you had symptoms nobody paid attention to because they assumed you weren't sexually active, so like, it put you at risk of things.
Who did this to you?
Her brother.
My father and my brother.
No, oh boy.
But here's the bigger question.
Who was first?
My father.
Wait a minute, we went through this. Let's go.
Did she say her father did it first and then her brother did it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to be honest. I'm exceptionally tired, and I hate hearing these stories, and I think I try to, like, tune them out or something.
Yeah.
I just hear jingle bells, and I picture, like, a snow globe or something whenever I hear the word rape or molestation anymore.
But, man, the bigger problem is why get pregnant at your age? My God,
no,
why not?
I don't want to get pregnant.
Why not use protection when you're sexually
pregnant? Oh, yeah, I'm on birth control now. I don't want to get pregnant. I mean, I was just wondering if it can affect me, like, later in life.
If you've had normal, are you having pelvic exams regularly?
Yeah.
All right, those have been normal.
Huh?
Those have been normal.
Yeah, they've been normal.
Have you gotten some counseling?
Yeah.
All right.
You sound all right for someone who's been through what you've been through.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Where's your dad now?
Let's see. Where is he? He's in Missouri. I haven't seen him for about 2 years.
And your brother, how's he doing?
My brother was on the run for a while. He's in jail now for what he did to me. He also did it to other family members, but he's in jail for it now.
How old were you when this happened?
I was, he started at the age of 10 to 11. I didn't tell him until I was 12.
And how much older is he than you?
He's 23.
How old are you? You're 19?
I'm 19.
He's 4 years older.
Oh, boy.
So you put your brother in jail?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's how you break that cycle of victimization.
That's exactly how you break that. Any kind of cycle, you have to
step up.
Yeah. Step up. Hello.
Hello.
Mother? Mom?
All right, Miranda.
Okay.
All right, but don't worry about your fertility right now. There's nothing you've told me that leads me to believe that you necessarily should be concerned about that, okay?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he also gave me an STD, and that was cleared up.
What was it?
What was it?
Chlamydia?
It was chlamydia.
All right, well, that can affect your fertility.
Yeah.
So if anything, your tube function can be affected by that, so that's something to look into. If you, in the future, when you're actually trying to get pregnant, have problems for more than, say, 6 to 12 months, then you get something called a hysterosalpingogram, where they light up the tubes and look at them, see if they're working, okay?
Sounds a neon effect. Miranda?
Uh-huh.
All right. Your brother gave you the STD?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
How long did you have it before you found out?
I don't know. When I had the rape screen, that's when I found out.
Which was a year into it.
Mm-hmm.
So it might have been for a while she had it.
All right, Miranda. You're doing good.
Keep up the good work.
Don't get pregnant.
Oh, I don't plan to.
If you talk to your dad, tell him I'll see him in hell, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Take care. Oh, I can't. I know. It's like, to me, guys like that need to be destroyed because there's just no greater example of you being effed up than you doing that to your daughter.
Yeah, but you guys hear this all the time, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
And this is so prevalent, and it's not anything new. It's just people are talking about it.
No, it's more, for a couple reasons.
Well, it's not that it didn't happen.
No, it's more.
And it was happening back when... I don't want to name names. I mean, I've heard it from people who are in their 70s or 80s.
Absolutely. It's been happening for a long time. But the thing about it is that people who do that will go do that to other children when they're children and then do it to children when they're adults. And so every time it happens to one person, it affects 100 others.
No, I know.
And so it has growth built into it. It just it grows. And in the culture that lets it grow like this one right now, it's just going wildfire.
That's right. We're all moving to Canada. Actually, I'm just going to go live in our basement studio, if that's cool.
There's a nice couch down there. You like a futon?
Oh, futon. Let me tell you something. I've slept on a futon for like 4 years when I moved out of the house. And futon, for those of you who don't know what a futon is, it's the world's most uncomfortable sofa that folds out into the world's most uncomfortable bed. Somehow they've done it. This, I'm convinced that the futon is the Japanese paying us back for World War II. It's like, this is what we get for Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
His crappy pillow laid on cement.
Right. No, futon, no. I looked it up once in a Japanese-American dictionary. It means bear trap in Japanese. Yes, they're laughing their asses off over there. They buy futon, fool! They call it the futon over there. There's no one in Japan uses one. They just export them here and laugh like hyenas. Oh, I hate those things. Really, you got to do better than a futon.
I like the futon, man.
No.
Yeah, it's good for my back.
You're just trying to keep it real.
The futon is advanced.
No,
your
futon was basically a big,
mine was like a big pillow that's folded.
Pillow, probably, that had beer stains and other stains
on it. That wasn't beer. Yeah, it got to a certain point where I couldn't unfold it. I'd use a pry bar to get the thing apart. No, my family was so cheap, they bought me this futon, but it was like a knockoff futon. It wasn't a real futon.
How big was your apartment, though? What were you going to do? Get a beanbag?
The garage.
I lived in a garage, but when I moved out, I had a one-bedroom apartment in North Hollywood on Laurel Canyon. I lived with three guys. Oh, it was good
time. Studio. Three guys in a studio.
Well, we had a bedroom, but me and the Wee slept on the futon. It wasn't a good time in my life.
You and Wee together in one futon?
Yes. Oh. We doubled down on a futon.
Oh, my God.
Was that humanity?
Was your haircut? Was that same haircut around at that time?
I was sporting the Mr. Brady perm look, basically what I got now, but a little bigger. A
little bit of the schlong going on, a little shirt on top, a little long in the back?
Come on. No, I didn't have the mullet, but I did have a little of that, remember the romantics?
Are you saying?
A little bit short on the side, little puffy, little New Jersey look.
You never had a mullet?
No, I didn't have a mullet because my hair wouldn't do the mullet. It wouldn't fall down.
Drew, did you have a mullet?
No, I never did.
Never?
Mm-hmm.
God, I hate that.
But Drew has some pretty...
We had the mullet.
Oh, really?
Did you ever have a mullet?
No, I did much worse.
I must admit I had a little bit of one, yes.
Do you have a mullet?
Yeah.
No, I never had the mullet. I had a little of that Lord of the Dance kind of, flatly kind of look. Kind of poofy.
You had the lover boy headband?
Yeah, or thin headband, yeah. Sure. And a members only jacket with the sleeves cut off. It was a choice I made. I stand by it.
Curse your band?
Well, I would have gone down that road, but I didn't have any money, so I couldn't. Yeah, those parachute pants weren't free, Yeah. Ron?
Yeah?
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
My question was every time I jack off, my penis gets really, really sore.
Where?
I don't know if it's the urethra or what, but it hurts.
Inside?
Yeah, in it.
It's not at the tip, doesn't burn when you urinate?
It did when I, after like a couple times when I urinated after, it burned pretty bad, but after that I didn't really do it.
Anything else going on? Any
thing
in the testes or anything like
are
that?
Are you circumcised?
Not quite.
How long is, are you real?
Not quite.
They missed.
Lazy moil.
You're not circumcised or you are circumcised?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well then it's probably that you're stretching that skin.
Well, that would make it, but that would make it hurt when he urinates, and
But maybe if he's irritated it and the urine gets on that part, it stings.
Maybe he's gripping it too hard.
You're saying it's like you're peeing fire, right?
Yeah, basically that's what it feels like
inside. You guys never had that.
No. Tell us about it, Drew.
If we had it, we would never admit to it.
No. So what is that? Sexually transmitted disease?
No, it's urethritis. It's just inflammation of the urethra, and that can be just from mechanical irritation. Maybe some whatever cream or soap he's using is irritating it. Maybe it's a prostate infection or inflammation, but it's something you ought to discuss with the doctor because it's something that's best treated because it can get into epididymitis and other things that can bother you.
That's fun.
Ron?
That Art would never admit either.
No, I admit to the epididymitis. That freaked me out when I was like 22.
What is that?
That's when you get blood in your semen.
That's
rough. It's an infection. And it's really fun on a date, you know. You break that out and it's like, there's blood. I'm not on my period. It's coming out of you. But that was back in the drug days. It's good now.
That's great. Yeah, it's like, there's a Thousand Island on the sheet, honey.
He's been eating salad.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yep, and I stick with the ranch, right, Drew?
It was more like that kind of
blue cheese.
Occasionally, I get the chunky blue cheese in there. Yeah, never can figure that one out. So I was just surprised.
Zesty cocktail sauce.
Oh man! That did that send you running for the doctor? Because I'd be airlifted.
Man, I was 20 years old. I was so wasted. I didn't really know what the hell I was doing.
Didn't care.
I was on drugs.
And so, how do you clear that up?
Well, it's infection typically is just like an antibiotic for a couple of weeks, but sometimes epididymitis can be true with anti-inflammatories too. So.
Mm. Yeah, you get a good buzz off those, dude.
Todd?
See, Todd's sleeping.
Todd's, go to a girl.
Wait, listen. Todd?
Todd's listening to the radio.
Hello.
Oh, I thought he was sleeping.
How's it going, man?
Todd, you're 20. What's up?
Hey, I just want to have a question for the doc, and then I have some questions for Everclear, dude. I was wondering, does marijuana affect fertility?
It can. People smoke a lot of it. It can reduce sperm count, increase estrogen levels, and it doesn't necessarily do that, but it could affect it a little bit.
And I just had a couple questions for Everclear. I just want to say I am your biggest fan here in San Diego, California. You guys rock. I own all your CDs. Art, I love you, man. You're awesome, dude. You're a big inspiration to me, and I think your music rocks. Hope to see you in San Diego. I love the new single, and take care. Happy belated birthday, too, to Art and Greg.
Thank you.
Wow, it's a real fan.
That is
a real fan, man.
Cool. When they know Greg's birthday, we know they're real fans.
Yeah. I had a birthday?
Yeah, you do, man.
Oh, okay.
30 years old.
Don't.
Oh, you already said
you're 30. Oh, no.
Hey, Todd?
Yeah?
You going to get the CD?
Am I going to get the CD? I'm going to be the first one in line to get that CD.
Good. All
right.
That'll be out the 11th of July.
Cool.
All right.
All right.
See you in San Diego.
Yeah, you guys, when you go out on tour in November, you get by San Diego, right?
Oh, yeah. We always have great shows in San Diego.
Always good shows.
Yeah.
It's kind of a, I know this sounds cliche, but they seem eager to party in San Diego.
They are, man. When I lived up here back in the, back long time ago, I used to have a girlfriend in San Diego, and I go down there. I had one in Santa Barbara, too, which is another party town.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. We got, Drew and I did one of these colleges. We did the UC Santa Barbara, like, was it 3 months ago?
Have you been to Isla Vista, like, school's in such? It's insane.
Well, let me tell you something. I've been down there for Halloween on a few occasions when they block off the streets and then just turn the whole place, and it's like, It's Sodom and Gomorrah over there.
Man, they block off the streets every weekend when school's in session. It's insane.
I was down there 3 months ago. I'm such an idiot, but we decided. I mean, here's what happened. Drew and I went down there. Okay, here's what happened. The Man Show was going to do one of our famous writer retreats.
All right.
Where we get a van, we get a bunch of beer, and we get all the writers and all the guys, and like 10 guys, and we head out and go smoke pot and drink beer and have a good time. In years past, we'd bring laptop computers and pens and stuff. This year, we said, F it. We don't get anything done. We're just bringing more beer. So we went out there, and we decided to go to Santa Barbara because Drew and I were doing a lecture that weekend, and we decided to just make a party out of it. So we all went out there. We stayed there. The guys all came to the lecture and heckled us. And then when we were done, someone had the bright idea about going into Isla Vista, going to one of these houses and hitting a party. Let's just have a good time. We pulled this long stretch van into the street. Me and Jimmy got out of the van, and it was like, hey, it's Man Show, guys. It's Man Show. And we got back in the van. Before you know it, the van was surrounded by hundreds of like crazed college kids, and they're rocking it, and they're throwing beer bottles at it. It was like a weird, it's a weird scene. Like I had a tire, burning tire thrown on me. It was wild, and it was funny. Everyone in the van, the thing that was funny is we were like trying, you know what it's like trying to back out one of those super extendo vans on a on a dead end street that's just the size of a surface street. It's just like a small residential street, and you got to do like a 15 point turn to get the thing turned around, and meanwhile you're surrounded the entire time by drunken people. So for the first like 5 minutes, I'm telling the driver, look, right, 3 o'clock, easy. But after like 15 minutes, those drunken kids, I got my hand out the way, I'm trying to punch anything that moves, and I'm yelling at the driver, floor it, just floor it, floor it. We'll mow them down like corn. Just go, baby. So, yeah, I know that. In San Diego, I used to go there and go to Tijuana. And then just go hang out with my friends who went to San Diego State in the dorms. And
I spoke at the University of San Diego, which is beautiful, the College on the Hill. I don't know how they get anything done.
They don't. Are you kidding? They go to Tijuana.
University of San Diego is a little bit more scholastic. San Diego State is just full on.
That and then UNLV. How would you... What would you do with that?
You're going down to slots of fun and eating 50-cent jumbo dogs and Heinekens. You know what I mean? No way. No way. You're taking every cent you get for books and tuition. You're gambling it away. I mean, it's just no way. Could you imagine?
You get a good degree in hotel management there.
Art, seriously, could you picture yourself at 19
in Isla Vista? Man, I was 20 driving up to Isla Vista, and it was just like this thing. Is like I had a girlfriend up there, and I go up there, basically for sex. So I go up there for the weekends. It was like I lived in Santa Monica. I drive, what is it, about 50 miles, something like that.
Ladies, take notes. This is what motivates guys to do this.
And then we'd break up, and I'd hook up with her friend. I'd drive up and spend a night in the room next door. No, I was like, she'd break up with me and go out with someone. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah there.
Yeah, it really is.
People have no morals. People have no limits.
No scruples. No dignity whatsoever.
That's wonderful.
And listen, and I have friends that went to Santa Barbara to go to college, and that was 16 years ago. They've never come back.
Yeah, this was about them.
They went out, they had a good time, and they just said, F it, I'm going to work at a surf shop, and I'm never coming back. And they're just living there now.
Yep.
So the point is...
We're jealous.
Send your kids to Ithaca.
No,
Fresno. Fresno State.
No, think snow.
No, you gotta think snow. You gotta think like Syracuse, Ithaca. Where'd we go?
Rochester.
Northern
New England.
Northern Illinois. Yeah. What are some of those places? DeKalb, Illinois. Oh, man.
No.
Those kids are beaten up.
Even better, Northern Michigan University.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's up there in the UP.
Yeah.
Upper Peninsula.
wait, I got the camper. Here we go. Oswego. That's upstate New York. It's near Ithaca.
Here we go.
We drove through it.
I think we played at that school.
Yeah, we played at that school.
Your kids get a serious... The girls may go lesbian, but they'll get a serious education up there. Chris?
Yeah?
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I've been smoking for like 5 years.
Smoking cigarettes?
Yeah.
Since you're 12.
I've recently developed like a sore throat, but I've had it for a few days, and I was wondering if it like could be cancerous.
Most likely, yes.
Yeah. Don't you think you could develop a sore throat like anybody else?
Well, I've had it for so long, and...
How long have you had it for? You said a couple of days.
Like about 4 or 5 days.
Well, yeah. When you're smoking, it tends to perpetuate those things.
Yeah.
A cancer at your age would be
extraordinarily rare from cigarettes. You will get it if you keep smoking, but not at 17. And you ought to see somebody about the sore throat.
Art was saying, tell me, before the show, you had throat surgery.
I had throat surgery last year for my vocal cords. I had a lot of stuff on there. The pathologist, the guy who actually looked at the tissue after they sliced it all off, said he's never seen that much.
Really?
Bad flush, yeah. I had a cyst. I had a bunch of calluses. I had 3 nodes.
Mm.
And a really great doctor here in town, Dr. Schnittman, took care of me.
And how did it get at it? Did it just go right down your mouth?
Man,
or cut into you?
It was funny. It was the first time that I had anything like a drug in like 15 years, you know, because of the anesthetic, right? And they put the thing in my arm, and it really creeped me out because, I mean, it took me back to the day, right? I hadn't done it. And I was sitting there, and the guy's like, okay, usually people pass out around 98, 97.
You're
and I was like, 83, 82, 81. And I'm like, just buzzing. I look at the guy, and I go, 80? Bye-bye. I just went out. It's like I woke up, and my mom was there, and I came out of the anesthetic, and one eye was going in one direction, the other was going another direction. And she hadn't seen me look like that in like about 15 years. She started crying. But it helped a lot.
Did you miss it? I mean, I love that.
Did it trigger anything?
No. It just was, it was what it was. I was really afraid of it, actually. I was afraid
you
of it.
You didn't get any opiates, so they just gave you the sleeping.
Panadol.
Yeah.
No. They didn't give me anything. I didn't take any painkillers. They took. They tried to give them to me. I just took.
Can I have them?
Tylenol. Sure. I'll
take
it.
Why are you holding, man?
Yeah, come on, bro.
I've got problems.
Major. I did go on score yesterday, though.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Cool.
Drew, I got some good sleeping pills.
No one can get you drugs like a doctor.
No, you know the best part about any kind of surgery. I had my hand. I had my. Wow, look at it. It looks pretty good,
let's
bro.
Let's see.
You see that?
Do you have purple tone?
It's great. Easy, champ. Easy. The scar, it started there and went all the way down and goes like that. And the point is I just remember, you know, you fall asleep and then you wake up and you're like, when are you going to do it? And they're like, go home. Isn't that great?
Well, you know what the hardest thing about this was? You know, it's not very funny, but it was like, I had to go home, and you can't talk for 10 days.
Mm.
Can't use them for 10 days. And my daughter would just look at me and cry because daddy couldn't talk to her.
And
you
she
know?
Can't. She, I mean, can you hold? She can't read a note, can she?
Well, no, she can read. She, but this was, you know, a year ago. Yeah. And, I mean, they grew up so much in a year. Mm. But last year she could read a note, but she was just like, you know, she wanted me to read to her. We're in the middle of reading The Hobbit, you know, and she just was really, really hurt by it. So every time she'd see me, she'd come up from school and go, Daddy, start crying. I just felt really horrible. I was like, honey, don't cry. And you're not supposed to even whisper it. It does even worse.
Oh, my God. I would go nuts if I couldn't complain. I don't look at it as not talking for 10 days. I look at it as not complaining
for 10 days. It was part of that, too.
Yeah, I'd want to complain about not talking. That'd be number one on my agenda. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. Everclear is here, and we'll be back with them and you after this.
What's up?
Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
This Moonlight Express is so exciting.
I love exploring new places.
Oh, like here.
You seem to be moving pretty fast.
Yeah.
I have pleasurable news about new Trojan Pleasure Mesh latex condoms designed with a mesh pattern of over 300 raised fashion X's. Only Trojan lets you share this kind of stimulating pleasure.
All aboard.
My job is done here. New Trojan Pleasure Mesh. America's number one condom, the most trusted for the most stimulating experience.
It's a fact. 1 in every 10 used cars has a major problem. By major, I mean major. Caught fire, burned to a crisp, rebuilt and put up for sale. Happens every day. Make sure you're not the poor slob that buys this piece of crud. Get a vehicle history report from Carfax.com. They'll give you the real history on any used car. Visit CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report. Next time we will discuss blood damage.
When chasing a female horsefly, the male horsefly can travel over 90 miles per hour.
Nice try.
try, but nothing compared to how fast GEICO Auto Insurance starts flying on your claim. Often we can handle the details in hours instead of days. And while the mail horse fly is motivated by, well, you know what he's motivated by, we just want to settle claims fast. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct. The sensible alternative.
This June, the biggest names in heavyweight boxing are taking Showtime by storm. Mike Tyson. He's still the most ferocious man to get in the ring. Mike Tyson. He won't quit till he's champion again. But first, he must get by the big right hand of Lou Savarese. 39 wins, 32 knockouts, and one big dream. Mike Tyson. Name any other heavyweight you'd rather see fight. Tyson versus Savarese, Saturday, June 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Only on Showtime, no limits.
Has your love life left you hurting and hungering for something better? There are trained and caring counselors available to help you sort it all out. Are you searching for that real love that will truly satisfy you? They have the answer for you. They are Loveline. Call them anytime, night or day. 612-379-1199. That number again is 612-379-1199. For the help you can trust. Dating can lead you to a confusing world of relationships that just don't seem to work, when what you're looking for is a deep and meaningful relationship that will last. The Lovelines counselors have the answers you've been searching for. Call day or night, 612-379-1199, for the help you can trust. Their caring counselors will help you find the real love you want and deserve. Call Lovelines anytime, 612-379-1199. They're always there for you.
As you sit in your parents' basement after graduation, trying to decide which side of the laundry room the Black Sabbath poster should go, try this simple test. Open the door and listen. Is that the sound of prospective employers lined up outside, job opportunities in hand, waiting to talk to you? Maybe that was the wrong door. Try the other one.
Hello?
You must not have gone to Dunwoody Institute, where graduates of our 16 exciting programs in areas like machine tool and die, auto service, and automation technology are able to choose from an average of 6 job opportunities each after graduation. Call Dunwoody Institute today at 612-374-5800.
If you're interested in learning about printing and graphics production and haven't seen Dunwoody's multi-million-dollar state-of-the-art printing facility, contact Tracy today at 612-374-5800 to arrange a tour. That's 374-5800. Call today.
Arch Communications, this is Pam. How can I help you?
Hello? I need help erasing some messages from my pager.
Sure. Why don't you pull up the first message with the triangle button?
Okay.
Something wrong?
Number.
Ooh, I'm sorry. To delete, move the cursor over and press the dot key.
Okay, I feel better now.
Good. Next number? Oh, Todd.
Andy, he tied my parrot to the roof rack. Delete.
Introducing Arch, a very different paging company, where you'll not only find affordable pricing and simplified billing, but when you call us, you'll always speak to a real-life paging expert who can answer any question and solve any problem, even the ones you can't seem to get rid of. Arch, a more personal paging company. For more information, call 1-800-ARCH-USA.
Call Arch Paging at 996-0400. Ask about quality Motorola products. That's Arch Paging at 996-0400 for quality Motorola products.
The gay lesbian community invites you to the annual Gay Lesbian Bisexual Transgender Pride Festival in Loring Park, Saturday and Sunday, June 24th and 25th. All GLBT people, their family and friends are welcome. There's something for everyone.
3 stages of live entertainment.
3 food courts.
Beer garden.
The children's and family area.
And of course,
the fabulous Pride Parade on Sunday morning along Hennepin Avenue at 11 a.m.
Don't miss the fireworks on Saturday night.
Or the big block party, Loring Park, Sunday at 5. For details, call the Pride Line, 952-996-9250.
Or visit them online at tcpride.com.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. One-time Warp Tour members No Doubt, Lit, and Black Eyed Peas will make room for their current dates together to combine with a one-off show with this year's edition of the festival. The three acts will hook up with the Warp Tour right here in Minneapolis on July 11th. In other Warp news, Weezer have joined the tour for the first week of tour dates. The band will be part of the shows that run June 23rd through July 1st. The everyday lineup of the Warped Tour includes Green Day, the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, Papa Roach, the Long Beach Dub All-Stars, No Effects, the Suicide Machines, the Donnas, MXPX, and others. Need tickets when the special edition of the Warped Tour hits town? Stay tuned to Zone 105 for more details.
The Zone Files, heard daily on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Zone 105, continuing your at-work listening awards.
By now, you know the drill.
Extending through the month of June, Zone 105 is giving you a chance to win a new Buell Lightning motorcycle, plus $105 a day. If you win the cash, you'll be qualified to win a brand new Buell Lightning. How do you win the Buell, you say? Just listen to Brian Oak and Mary Lucia each weekday morning at 7:20 when they announce the Alternative Classic Song of the Day. When you hear the Alternative Classic Song of the Day played, be the 15th caller at 989-9105, and we'll set you up with $105 cash and a key that could start your new Buell Lightning motorcycle. Check out Zone105.com for more details and special insights on winning a new Buell motorcycle and free cash from St. Paul Harley-Davidson Buell and your at-work radio station, Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. You're listening to the best of Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Coming up, the cast of the 70s show, Laura Prepon, Topher Grace, and Wilmer Valderrama.
That's a good show.
You remember that one?
Well, I remember they were good, and they liked this show, and we liked their show.
All right.
It was a pretty good show.
Then everyone's happy. Laura Prepon is here, also Wilmer Valderrama and Topher Grace, all from that 70s show. Monday nights, 8 o'clock on the Fabulous Fox, which is, boy, I'll tell you, it's really football and Malcolm in the Middle and God knows Simpsons and all that good stuff. It's really
Allie McBeal.
It's just play Allie McBeal.
It's just one fuck.
It's really making quite a surge here in the last couple of years. And the Family Guy show I enjoy. That's on Fox too.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's that on?
Thursdays.
Drew, didn't we do a voiceover for that?
Yeah, we did.
What happened?
Then I met somebody's mom who worked in that office in Illinois somewhere.
Is that weird? It's weird to you, but to the callers, it's boring and or confusing.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to everybody.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Mila, who plays Jack in our show, is the voice of the daughter on that show.
Yeah,
and we're on at 8 on Monday.
You're like, please.
Adam? Adam.
Hi.
Hey. You're 13. What's up?
I was wondering if penis growth can be affected by masturbation.
No.
Well, temporarily.
Okay.
It can grow, right?
Temporarily.
Right, and then it gets, then it goes back, yeah.
Seriously?
No, Adam, no. No.
Well, what do you think? In a good way or a bad way? What are you looking for?
A bad way.
No problem.
You're all right.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I'll see you in hell. All right.
Adam is going to have a throne down there. All right, Adam.
Yeah, I'll be conducting seminars. I'll be doing timeshare seminars and from hell. Hey, Adam, you're 13. How often are you going at yourself?
Like a few times a week.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry, that'll spin out of control in just a few short months. 13. Wow. I didn't start until I was 16 years old. I've been, wait a minute. Listen, Anderson, you're lucky I squeezed one off before I came out here tonight. Otherwise, I might not be able to control myself and have a Pavlovian response when I hear the Taboo 2 theme. Yeah. All right. Jennifer?
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah, I am.
What's going on?
Well, I'm glad I got to break the horniest on here, so I just want to say hi to everyone. And
huh? I don't know what she said. What did you say there, Jennifer?
I'm sorry.
What's your question?
Okay, I've been depressed lately. I have history of bipolar disorder in my family.
Uh-huh.
And my mom has it, and my grandma, and everyone has it. And I've been on Prozac and everything but the hard, like lithium and all that junk. And I just want to know if I'm doing the right thing.
To be on it?
What?
Are you doing the right thing to be on medication like that?
Yeah, it's making me like a zombie. I can't function. I mean, I do poetry all the time, and I can't even do that. I can't do schoolwork. I'm bored.
That's not the Prozac.
What is that?
That's her underlying depression.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Well, she's on Prozac and you're not on lithium.
She's not anything else. And have you been doing anything, talking to the doctor who would prescribe this?
The doctor is Chinese. I can't understand a damn word he says.
Is he a psychiatrist?
Yeah, he's a psychiatrist. All he does is just write stuff. And he's like, all right, let's try this.
Well, you need to go back there and talk to him about how you're feeling, because this is not okay.
It really pisses me off, because I've been about 10 of them. And, I mean, I can't do anything.
Well,
I mean,
it's not the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the medicine. It's the bipolar illness.
So I do have it.
You do have what?
Well, they're treating you, right?
They're not treating me. They just said I have depression, and that to work out of it, you know, get sunshine, and I do that. And then all of a sudden, huh?
Jennifer, look, all we know is that you have a profound genetic history in your family for right. disturbances of mood.
Well, also, when you're raised by depressed people, you get depressed, too. But I mean, even if it's not a genetic thing.
It's true, but they all have bipolar, and bipolar does seem to be genetically carried, whether or not you're raised by the folks or not. And at this point, you're manifesting the depressed piece. Whether or not you'll ever actually have the manic part remains to be seen. But for now, this depression sounds rather profound.
Right now, I can't eat anything.
Yeah, it needs to be treated that way. Plus, I bet you've been in a psychiatric hospital, have you?
No.
Have they talked to you?
My mom, she is totally brainwashed. And she has it, and she denies it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
And so she's like, you baby, you can handle it, you know?
Yeah.
And so she's not taking any medication or anything, your mom?
My mom, yeah, she takes Cerazone to sleep, but that's about it. And during the day, I don't know, she's really different. She has mood swings. And
well, Cerazone's a pretty powerful medicine. But again, if you have mood stability problems, I understand, but you should have mood stabilizers. That works so much better than just the antidepressants with this
disorder.
All right,
talk to your doctor and use an interpreter or something.
Or change doctors. Get somewhere.
Who would take Prozac, round eye?
Ciao.
All right. Hey, Jennifer, listen, I feel bad for you. I really do. But most 16-year-olds are depressed at one time or another.
I'm suicidal all the time.
All right, well, don't do it. But, well, I mean, all the time isn't that bad, because that means...
Jennifer, do you come on to DrDrew.com or something?
Do I do what?
Do you use the web at all?
Yeah, I go to your website all the time. I love you guys.
Right.
I love Adam. He's a sweetie.
Okay.
I ain't on the web.
I know, but I love you.
Oh, okay.
But have we been chatting with
you? She is depressed. She needs medication.
I love you.
Jennifer, have we been chatting with you a little bit once in a while?
No.
No, okay.
I don't. Well,
go into our chat rooms. There's a lot of support in there for people and stuff.
There's never anyone in there, so I just leave.
Well, check it out. Go in there. There's usually some people in there.
Why is there anyone in there?
There's usually people in there. I've never gone in there with anybody in there.
No, you've never been in there. Come on.
I go in every day.
Every day? Just to collect the money and then you leave?
I go in every day.
Maybe,
but there's a bunch of kids just like Jennifer that get support from that those chats. So, actually sounds exactly like someone I was talking to last night.
Macy?
Yeah.
Were your pants up? You're 17 years old.
My phone just died. I thought I was going to
climb up and on.
What's up there?
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm a bit excited because I didn't know who your guests were going to be until I got on.
You like that 70s show?
I love the show.
All right.
Oh, cool. Okay. Thank you.
Come on.
Hi, how you doing, sweetie?
Hi. You're a hottie.
Wow. You hear that, Laura?
I hear that, baby.
You understand what she said?
Yes, I do.
Okay, keep that in mind every day we go to work, okay?
I'll try to.
That's wonderful.
Okay. My question is about my best friend.
Wilmer's a hottie.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Hi.
Your best friend.
Yeah, my best friend recently got a boyfriend, and now she's really doesn't talk to me at all, like, ever.
All right. It happens every day. You're fine.
That's what people do. Right.
True. We're going to take, what, are we going to another call like this?
Listen, look at
this. Teenage angst line. She's been on 56 minutes. She's been on hold.
You would start yelling at
her. Oh, you know, I don't care about people anymore. I don't care. I keep my grandmother on hold for a year. Sean?
Yeah.
You're 25.
Yep.
What's up?
I don't know, man. It's more for the doc over there.
Yeah?
I was kind of screwing around with my wife the other night and was fingering her and pulled my hand out and kind of pants because something looked like cottage cheese all caked around my fingers. Yeah.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to finishing school? You have a way with words.
Are you really, like, are you really 25?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
People,
he's all class.
Do people talk about their wives that way?
About fingering their wives?
That's a Marine Corps, you know.
What?
All right. Hey, don't cuss, hey. John, you idiot.
Okay.
Please.
John, yeast infection.
Oh, yeah?
That's what that is, yes. Yeast infection.
Okay.
So get her some over-the-counter yeast medicine.
All right.
Monistat, something like that. That'll take care of it.
Well, what were you doing feeling around in there after you're married anyway?
It was one of those once-in-a-lifetime things, you know?
Yeah.
Once a year.
All right. I think women like that. I'm not a big fan of that, you know. To me, it's like getting something out of the disposal. You know what I mean?
You don't want to be messing around with that.
You got a good idea of what's down in there, but you're not quite sure. You don't know what's left over from last time. You know when you got to go into the disposal, you always get the feeling, you think, well, listen, I know.
What do I turn on?
It's just some, turn on. Oh, yes, that has happened. Bend a spoon. Selma?
Yeah?
You're 19. What's up?
Adam, first of all, I'd like to say I love you, and I'm saving my virginity for you.
Good, me too.
And you guys from That 70s Show, I love your show. It's getting better and better.
If you had to choose between me and Milner Roos, who's a hottie? Who would you?
So sexy.
Who do you think's a hottie?
Who do I think is a hottie?
On the show, yeah.
Are you the really tall guy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I think you're really hot.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you should see him without a shirt.
Teen Choice Awards. And your little Calvin Klein.
Okay, that was Ashton.
Oh, God, you were so hot.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
You make it.
So for the record, you're saying Topher Grace is the hot one?
Who?
That 70s Show?
Yes, just saying yes.
Oh, God. No.
I know their character names. I don't know their real names. Uh-huh.
What's that?
Okay, my sister, she just left to Los Angeles over the weekend. I'm so nervous. You could probably hear me shaking. But, she said that she told her husband that she was going to meet with some friends, and they're just, like, going to have some drinks and, just go to a strip joint or whatever. But she met a guy over the Internet, and she's going to meet him there. And I don't know if I should tell him.
How old's your sister?
She's 24 and she has one child.
How long has she been married?
3 years.
How do you know she met a guy over the Internet?
Because she tells me everything and she shows me the pictures.
And she's going out to L.A. to rendezvous with this guy?
To do more.
Has she always been sort of troubled?
Has she met him before?
No.
Where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
And, yeah, she always been a little chaotic?
No, she's always liked boys, though.
Yeah.
Since she was 13.
Yeah, but
liking boys means she has difficulty staying with one.
No, not well. Yeah, she likes to experiment, but that's just her Sagittarius side.
You stop. Listen, just
listen, you retard.
No.
On the Sagittarius side, that's the biggest of a crock of crap. You know these people. It's like they study the signs. They go.
Oh, please, you need to learn how to manipulate a situation so you get a lot of knowledge.
Listen, quiet down over there. Hey, first off, it makes a difference what month you were born in.
It does.
You know what I mean?
Like, you're born in the year of the dragon. So you're really chaotic. You attract a lot of,
me?
Adam?
Yeah.
That could be farther from the truth.
I think Drew is a Virgo. You act like a Virgo.
Drew's a Virgo?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I think Drew is.
Oh, well, you looked it up on some internet thing.
I've never seen it. I plan on visiting your website, Drew.
Thank you.
But, you know,
haven't had time. All right. Drew's a Virgo. What is that?
They like to think that everybody is proper and well educated. So he doesn't. That's why he's not very opinionated on sex, and like he doesn't like to grope at the girls when they're on the show.
All right. Well, I'm a Gemini. What does that make me?
That makes you. They say that you guys are the most intelligent of all the.
Now, finally, she's talking sense here. Now, listen. I know this is nonsense.
That your moon sign is Scorpio, so that makes you overly sexual.
Is whacking off a lot make you overly sexual? And listen, this whole, like, you're Gemini, you have two personalities. Drew, I have half of one personality.
Barely
a half. I have, like, a third of a personality. I don't have two.
Somebody stole the other one and a half.
That's right. There's some goddamn Gemini out there with three and a half personalities. All right. Listen, you're nuts, and your sister's a little wacky too. Now, what happened?
Not.
What happened to you two?
I just like to help people.
What happened? Where's Dad?
My dad's a preacher.
Oh, now all bets are off. And did he do anything weird to either one of you?
No. My dad's really cool.
All right, and
don't talk about Daddy.
Okay.
Uh-oh. How about Mama?
Yeah, what's Mommy doing?
What's Mommy? Mommy's like a homemaker.
Okay. Now, your sister, has her husband ever cheated on her? Is she paying him back for something?
No, not at all.
Is he not available in the way she needs him?
I think that they're kind of both looking for different things in a relationship.
Married with a kid.
Huh?
They're married with a kid.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Here's all we're saying. When a woman who's, what is she, 23? Yeah. The sister. She's 23. She just got married, pretty much. She just has a new child. And she's getting on a plane and heading out to L.A. to bang around with some guy she met on the Internet. That smacks of something wrong in a big way. I mean, that goes against nature.
Yeah.
It really does for a woman, especially a young woman, especially just married, especially with a young child.
The young child piece is where it's off the chart.
So something's really broken in her. Now, maybe if the guy's being abusive, maybe if some good-looking guy blows into town and they're having some drinks or something, but not getting on a plane heading from Sacramento to L.A. to hook up with some fantasy man on the Internet. I mean, something is really wrong with her.
Yes, or this relationship. Like, profoundly disturbed.
Right, and Selma wants to rat her out, but I think, Selma, why don't you just talk to your sister?
I have.
And why don't you really convince her? What is she... What is her sign? Is that sign of the drunken whore? Or what is that? I'm not familiar with that.
Very experimentive.
Okay.
If that's worth.
Tell her experiment in the lab. She's got a kid. You understand?
Yeah.
What's her kid's name?
Mildred.
Not her kid's name. Listen, goofball.
I want to say her name over the radio.
All right. Well, I want you to repeat her kid's name over and over to her when you're talking to her.
Oh, crud. Okay, guilt trip.
All right.
Yeah, guilt trip. How about just making you live to responsibility?
You two are both nutty. I know it.
I am not nutty. Am I nutty because I love you so much?
Oh, wait a minute.
That's nutty. All right. Your defense. You rationalize everything. We say something to your sister, and you have an explanation for it.
Yeah,
you're not a clinically trained person.
Yeah, so she's born in March. She's allowed to. Go chase a penis all over the country. Kid Russ back in Sacramento. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break, and we'll be back after this.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam
Carolla. This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
This summer, Rick's Cabaret is the place to be. Daytime or nighttime, Rick's is always jumping. It's your favorite bar, it's your favorite ladies, and now it's your favorite party spot with an awesome calendar of summer fun. Check out 2-for-1 Tuesdays with some amazing exotic fun featuring 2-for-1 table dances from 4 to 10 p.m. That means you buy one, you get one free. Plus, if you stop into Rick's with a ticket stub from that night's sporting event, you'll get in for free. Stop into Rick's Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for an all-you-can-eat lunch buffet. You can get satisfied in more ways than one at Rick's. Swing in for happy hour every weekday from 4 to 7 p.m. and get half-price drinks. Monday kicks off the week right. You'll find the Twin Cities' most eligible amateurs competing for cash and prizes on Rick's main stage. Wednesday is poker night at Rick's. For each table dance you get a card. That's simple. All you need to do is assemble a winning poker hand, and you can win free bar tabs and dinners. Work downtown in the service industry, then you need to swing into Rick's for service industry night for great drink specials. Rick's Cabaret, conveniently located in downtown Minneapolis, on the corner of 3rd and 3rd.
An unplanned pregnancy often sounds like this. An unplanned pregnancy can sound discord in anyone's life, but Birthright can help. Perhaps you're worried about finances and good medical care. Maybe you're concerned about the reactions of family and friends. Whatever your needs, you will find that your Birthright volunteer is a non-judgmental friend with a willing ear to listen and a helping hand in sorting out and solving your problems. Birthright offers free confidential pregnancy tests, counseling regarding all alternatives, financial assistance, medical referrals, and a continuing range of both emotional and practical support. So if you're involved in the discord of an unplanned pregnancy, remember, you have a friend at Birthright.
Birthright cares. Birthright cares about you.
Call the Birthright office nearest you. They're in the business white pages.
Think about it. When was the last time you heard a news story, read an article, or heard an advertisement promoting the latest advances in technology, like the internet, websites, and e-commerce? We're all being inundated with disinformation for good reason. Technology is changing our world. And as technology advances, so does the need for people who know how to manage that technology. That's why the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College have programs that teach you the basics of network technology and internet management to develop the skills needed to enter this fast-growing field. Call 651-229-3600 to find out more about the short-term hands-on training available for you to become a network support specialist or a network systems engineer. These Microsoft-authorized academic training programs will prepare you to become a Microsoft-certified professional or Microsoft-certified systems engineer. And what could be more convenient than their on-site testing centers? So call the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College now at 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. You don't have to think about it anymore.
Yamaha Watercraft and Waldock Sports in Forest Lake are giving you an opportunity to win a free Yamaha GP1200R now until June 25th. The GP1200R has a 155 horsepower engine and lightweight deck that performs like a champion race boat. Maybe that's because it is a champion race boat. Right now, when you stop by Waldock Sports in Forest Lake, you can enter to win the free GP1200R. That's right, free. Waldock Sports has the complete line of Yamaha Wave Runner personal watercraft, as well as all the accessories. Right now at Waldock Sports, you can get any of the Yamaha Wave Runners for only $19.99 down, $19.99 per month, and 1.9% interest until January 1st of 2001. Come see the new 2000 Yamaha Wave Runners, the XL800, the XL1200, and the GP1200 today at Waldock Sports in Forest Lake, and ask about the free GP1200R brought to you by Waldock Sports, located just north of Lino Lakes on Highway 23.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105. It's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's me, Dr. Drew, over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Our guests tonight are from That 70 Show, Monday nights, 8 o'clock on the Fabulous Fox. Laura Prepon is here, Wilmer Valderrama, and Topher Grace. All from the good-looking young portion of the cast. Drew, you'll be glad to know that I won a small victory for all people that are upset about the gift certificates.
Oh,
today.
Oh yeah.
I want every year.
Well, California, you can't do that, right?
They can't expire.
Right.
Yes, people don't know that, but I have a big beef with the gift certificates because. A, I don't like the idea that you can spend $100 for a gift certificate and then it can expire in a year when the company still has 400 franchises. That doesn't make sense to me. Then there's the part about they will not, you know, give you the change. If you get a $100 gift certificate, you spend $95, they don't give you the $5 back.
You go buy a $5 gift certificate?
They discredit it or something, but you got to go buy another CD and then plop down another $12 to use up that gift certificate. So each year, the fabulous producers of Loveline, Stone Stanley, give us a gift certificate to Barney's of New York, which is bizarre because I didn't even know that place existed. To me, nothing, you know, there's Montgomery Ward's. There's JCPenney's, then Sears, and that's when it stops. And maybe May Company, but I don't get any higher than May Company. There's like Bullock's, Broadway, Saks Fifth Avenue. And if you keep going, you'll get to Barney's of New York. Well, I was at Barney's in New York like two years ago. They get us one of these every year, and the guy was wearing a jacket, a leather jacket. He worked there. He said, you like this jacket? Yeah, it's nice. I might look into that, because I felt like, you know, I had like a $500 or $1,000 gift certificate. Oh, yeah, how much is that, Jack? $3,700.
Oh.
Are you nuts? You're working here. How much are they paying you? So I went down to the outlet, Barney's of New York, out in Camarillo today because, you know, you spend $800 in gas, but you save $145 out at the outlet store. I got it up. I had a $1,000 gift certificate. I got it up to $987.24.
Did you do that on purpose?
No, it's just random.
Yeah.
And they said, all right, you got $12.26 to play with. And I said, nope, I'll be taking that in cash. And they said, oh, no, we don't do that. And I said, oh, yes, you do.
Oh.
And they said, no, we don't. And I said, listen, you got $1,000. I spent $987.24 of it. That's it. I want my 12 goddamn 26. Nope, I'll tell you what you do. You go buy two pair of socks for $7 each pair, and then you give us, you know, $1.50. And I said, no. Here's your options. You either find me something that's $12.26 exactly, or I want my money. And they're like, we don't do that. And I said, yes, you do. I pick up that phone and call corporate headquarters or whatever. I got on the phone with the person. It took me an hour. But they gave me the cash.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Cool. What a victory.
How a victory
for all the little people who shop at Barney's in New York.
How did that go down?
It went down, which is, I just told them, no effing way. No way. Somebody spent $1,000. They gave you $1,000. I want my $12.26. I don't give a rat's ass about your policy. And if you give me a hard time, I will talk to these people who probably spend $20,000 on gift certificates every year. That is Stone Stanley, yes. And I will convince them to
order them.
I will order them. Thank you, Drew, not to give this out. And they won't. I'll talk to them,
yeah.
And I'll make it painful.
Yeah.
And they said take the money.
Yeah, that really hurts for them. That's what you just said.
and actually, this really hurts them because it's a national syndicate.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning their name, too.
They gave me the money. I have no qualm with them anymore. And I felt good about myself. I really did. Melanie.
Uh-huh.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
I heard that if I pierce my clit, it would make me orgasm faster. But it's not. It's probably like having reverse effects. So I can't orgasm anymore.
Who did it? You had a professional do it?
Yeah.
And who did you believe that told you that?
My friend Tara got it done.
Yeah.
She said it was good, and so I was like, okay, cool. So I tried it.
And most we ever hear is that it heightens it for a little while and then makes it worse.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Could it have, like, long-term bad effects, like when I'm, like, 40 and I can't orgasm?
We don't know.
Who
I doubt it.
Who did it? I mean, was it a guy or a girl?
It was a guy.
Wow. How does that work? At 18, as a girl, you pull into some, you know, head shop, some bald guy has a checkerboard tattooed on his head.
You know, dragging around his neck?
Yeah. And he's, you know, got like beads in his schlong, and he's just a spread eagle there in the back room while he's working on your clitoris?
Yeah. He told me to think of him as a gynecologist because I was all nervous.
Right. Oh, exactly. With the least 12 years of training, that's good.
He's a gynecologist who rides a moped, lives at home, and smokes while he works.
He is a gynecologist. That's like misrepresentation almost.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to use that line. All the ladies. Ladies, calm down. Think of me as a gynecologist. Now hold still.
So, I don't know, should I take it out? Or
think of my penis as a tampon. That's the line I'm going to use.
I would hope you would take it out.
You did it because you thought it was going to feel better? Or
yeah, no. And it did for like, I don't know, a while.
Yeah, then it gets worse. That's what we typically
hear. How long has your friend had it? Does she still have the good effects from it, or is hers going bad too?
Well, she took it out like a long time ago. And she puts it in occasionally, but I don't know why the hole is
right
there.
Yeah, take it out. Thanksgiving, Easter, when family comes to town.
Of course.
All right. Get rid of it, you screwball. What the hell's wrong with everybody? All right. We're going to have a guest from That 70 Show tonight. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back after this.
Yo, Loveline, we'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Anticipation, wanting, mysterious, desire, fantasizing, playful, flirtatious, stimulating, addictive, intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, adultery, seductive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart pounding, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
Does your car pump out big bass sound?
Then shake the ground.
It's time to prove it this Saturday and Sunday at the Rock in the Summer DB Drag Contest.
Only at the new Woodbury Audio King.
It's the loudest,
the deepest,
and the most outrageous car audio event of the new millennium. Can your car stack up? Bring it
if you dare.
This is serious stuff.
No jumps allowed.
That's not all. Bring your wallet for the unbelievable Rock in the Summer 2-day test sale. An amazing tent full of values like you've never seen.
How big?
Hop on a Pioneer and Dash CD player for just $88. Or a Kenwood FM CD changer for only $129. And hold on, because we've got Infinity Car Speakers 50% off at $49. Saturday and Sunday, June 24th and 25th at the new Woodbury Audio King. East of Highway 61 on Beam Avenue. Bring your car for the one and only GB Drag. And bring your truck to fill with amazing tent sale deals.
Be there!
If one store had almost every conceivable design option, would you buy your engagement ring there? I'm Doug Spence, inviting you to visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or our engagement ring superstore in Bloomington. Our business is diamonds, nothing else. That's why Spence Diamonds offers the greatest variety of engagement and wedding ring designs in the state. Several thousand styles. And we'll custom make your ring. You'll choose the size and grade of your diamond, the carat and color of gold or platinum. At Spence Diamonds, our massive selection and in-house manufacturing means we'll create the engagement ring of her dreams at the price of your dreams. If you're tired of the same old styles you see at the mall stores, visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington for unbeatable prices and unlimited engagement ring possibilities.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Join the Minnesota Literacy Council for the 2000 Minnesota Literacy Golf Open, Monday, July 10th at New Prague Golf Club. The scramble tournament begins at 11 a.m. and a silent auction, reception, and dinner follow. Nearly one in five Minnesota adults is functionally illiterate. If you're in marketing, sales, or communications of any kind in your company, get involved in this first annual event. For more information, call Chairman Ben Gardner at 952-758-5811 or check the station's website. The deadline is July 3rd. Call today and be a link to literacy.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 presents the Club 80s Flashback Tour featuring Wang Chung, Missing Persons with Dale Bosio, A Flock of Seagulls, and She Loves Jezebel. July 29th at The Quest. Zone 105 wants you to win tickets.
That's it, baby!
Just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard, and we'll pick winners at random. The Club 80s Flashback Tour featuring Wang Chung, Missing Persons with Dale Bosio, A Flock of Seagulls, and G Loves Jezebel. Live from Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the Zone 105.
Zone 105. KBNR Lakeville. KBNZ Cambridge. KBNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Welcome back to the Test of Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Well, Family Guy is an animated show on Fox that I really do enjoy.
Ooh,
only
wow.
Second to The Simpsons.
Oh, my gosh.
I really think the show is funny.
Anointed, Adam.
And the creator and voices behind a lot of the show, Seth MacFarlane, came in here, along with an old friend, Alex Borstein, who I know from Mad TV, and before that, the Acme Theater. Actually, she's married to a good friend of mine. So we're going to take some calls, and they're going to do some voices. Tonight, our guests is Alex Borstein and Seth MacFarlane, both from The Family Guy, one of my favorite shows.
Unacceptable.
Listen to that.
That would be Stewie, wouldn't it?
That would be Stewie, yes.
Yes.
Seth, let's see, I'll get everyone caught up here. Alex, you know, from Mad TV and other endeavors, Alex and I go way back, probably a good 7, maybe 8 years now from the Acme Comedy Theater, where we met her husband, which sounds strange, because I when I picture a husband, I picture him smoking on a 10-foot novelty PVC fashion bong that took 4 men to operate with a shopping cart in his bedroom and living on the 3rd floor or 4th floor of an apartment in a shopping cart in his bedroom filled with dirty clothes.
That's my boy.
Oh, man. And, so Alex is the voice of Lois, the mother on the Family Guy, and Seth is the creator and does Peter, Stewie,
he's
and Brian.
He's everyone else, basically.
Right. Peter, the Family Guy, and Stewie being the young infant who's going to take over the world, and then there's Brian, the dog, and I'll tell you, and this isn't ass-kissing, because I did an episode recently, and Drew and I contributed to one couple months back, but this is one of my favorite shows. It has been since it's been on, and I laugh out loud at it.
You know your receptionist there, Judy, is that her name?
Which one?
The one that just sits the very front and said her mom is a big fan of Loveline.
My assistant, yeah.
Her mom walked up to me, I was doing a presentation in Illinois.
Oh, really?
How bizarre is that? Right? Like a week later.
And tried to put a shiv in him.
Tried to shoot me.
That sounds like her mom.
I find the show, I'm a sucker for this because I've always loved the Simpsons, but it is just, it's laugh out loud for me. It's very irreverent and it makes fun of everybody. It has a great, great edge to it, and I really, really enjoy this show. By the way,
I'm going to cry out of my guts.
And I'm glad it's back.
Well, we appreciate it.
I really am. I'm just a tremendous fan of it. And Seth, you created the show.
Uh-huh.
And what were you working on before this? I mean, how did you get this one in?
I spent about 2 years working for Hanna-Barbera, the classic cartoon studio over there. And I worked on this pilot while I was there and pitched it to Fox. And what happened was they said, all right, we'll give you, you know, a small budget to produce a pilot. So basically meant spending 6 months animating this thing at home and pitching it to them at the end of 6 months, showing them the footage, and they bought 13 episodes. So it was relatively fast, I guess, by some
who
standards.
Who helped make it happen?
Oh, come on.
Who helped?
Alex.
Really?
Oh, Seth.
You don't draw any of the characters, do you, Seth?
I do, actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a ball of talent this guy is.
Oh, come on.
Really, he does 7/8 of the voices, or I should say 4/5 of the voices, and you know, produces the thing, and the characters then are yours. I mean, you've drawn the characters.
You're ashamed of yourself for being a genius.
I know.
You're ashamed of yourself.
Oh, God. Can I tell him what you did for us? Can I
sure.
What the hell? Rarely do I laugh out loud. It's you know, we work these long hours. Adam came in and did the voice of Death for an episode that we just recorded, and this man is hysterical, let me tell you.
Death as in the Grim Reaper.
Yes, as in the Grim Reaper, the cowl, the size.
You hear that, Drew?
You're hysterical as death.
Yes. That's right.
When you kill an audience, it has a different meaning.
I do it with a sickle. And when will that air? Because I've done a lot of shows, and I've had some success, but this would be the biggest feather in my cap since Space Ghost.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast?
Oh, yeah. We enjoyed that.
There you go.
Yeah, but this will be even better. This is bigger.
This, you know, it takes us about 33 weeks to produce each one of these episodes.
What is that like? You're talking like baby. What is that like real?
4 years.
Is it like 9 months?
You know, I have never figured that. I've never done the math.
So 33 weeks is like 6.5, 6 months, something like that.
Yeah. At least.
Oh, I tell you, I love this show, and I hope I'm around to see it. Alex, now, so I did this with Seth last week, and then the week before, Alex came over and helped us by doing the voice of Rosie O'Donnell, who was trapped in the well.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
so funny. Did you see the footage of that?
You know, I saw a bit of it before we had
so
to go.
So funny.
Yeah.
It's floating around in my car. So
I actually
watched Loveline for the first time in about 6 months.
Really?
And I saw another one of your genius inventions.
Which was?
Which was displayed, or at least discussed on the show, which was the projection screen for lovemaking, where you project a television onto a woman's forehead.
Oh, the pornography?
Yeah, if you wanted pornography, that's what's
right. Or if you needed a little help, some Vietnam footage or something.
That's great. Hey, Burnett Ernest should be up there waving at you.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, but still footage.
My partner, Jimmy Kimmel, when we were in Aspen, he opens up a Hollywood Reporter. It says, what the hell's the guy's name who plays Hey Vern guy? Jim Varney. Jim Varney dies at age 50. And,
he died?
Yeah, he died.
He died.
He died like 3 weeks ago. And my partner shows me the obituary, and he goes, Ernest goes to hell. And starts laughing like a madman. I hope none of his family's listening.
Oh, my God.
All right. Wow. The Family Guy. Support this show. It's one of my favorites. Leah?
Hi.
You're 22. What's up?
Well, I've been trying to use the rhythm method, and I've been doing some reading on it, and I read that multi-orgasmic women is less dependable. Do you know anything about that?
I never heard that. I wouldn't rely on it for anything, no matter what.
This is from a Planned Parenthood book.
Yeah.
It was written just last year.
That may be true. I just wouldn't rely on it. I'm not entirely clear why that would be the case.
Well, I think that it's one of those things they put in there just because they figure you're the type who's going to be using it more than anybody else, and we're going to try to dissuade you
the
best way we can.
That's nice.
Well, it's probably true. I mean, think about it.
Why would orgasmic frequency have anything to do with
it? How's it been working for you?
Throws the rhythm off, I suppose.
Been working good?
Yeah, I've been using it for 6 months, and I'm not pregnant, so.
Well, you've only had 4 abortions?
No, none on that so far.
And you can get real scientific about it if you start measuring temperatures and things, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways, and you can dab your finger in your goo and see what color it is.
Right. Your
That's
goo?
Supposed to be another way.
Oh, my right. God, Mom.
If you have goo, there may be some other issue.
Yeah, but there's not much science behind this.
No, there is, but
Leah's not using it.
Well, if she does, it's unreliable. Why don't you use a more reliable means?
I'm going to try orthotricycline next time. I was on Trifazol, and it was fine for about a year, but then I was dried up. I had no sexual response, which is really strange for me.
Why not use why go back on a triphasic then?
Why go back on Trifazol?
Why go back on a triphasic pill? Why not try something very different?
Well, my gynecologist recommended orthotricycline.
All right, okay.
Hey, Leah.
Yeah.
As far as your goo goes, do they have a color wheel or swatches? How do you know what to compare it to? I mean, wouldn't you want to hold it next to a paint chip or something?
Well, if you can spread it on a Ritz, then it's time.
They say that if it's clear and if you can stretch it between your fingers, that's your most fertile time.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay.
Is that the spin bar type? Do they call it that?
So if it doesn't do that, I mean, if you fling it against a chain link fence and it doesn't, and it makes it to the rung under it without breaking. That means no getting bent over the teeter totter.
That's right.
All right.
Oh yeah, you're a super girl then.
All right. All right. Good luck with that.
Thanks, Kelly. Guys, a great show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, good.
Wish I knew what triphasic meant.
That's a pill with more than two.
Yeah, the triphasic sensors are offline.
Nick.
Hi.
You're 14.
Yes. My problem is I have an overly sized penis, and I'm afraid of that.
I'm the big boy.
You're 14.
Yes.
And how big is it?
Like 10 inches.
No, it's not.
No, it depends.
Well, it depends on what? Whether you're using the metric or standard side of the ruler? What does it depend on?
Erection.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, a wreck. Well, please. I mean, 14, yeah, I was like 9 3/4 at 14, erect. Yeah, I thought you were talking about flaccid. Oh, you're talking about erect. Yeah, that's different. Yeah, that's average.
Okay.
Yeah, it should get up to about 14, 15 by the time you get in your early 20s.
Okay.
Nick?
Yes?
Is it really 10 inches when it's erect? Because if it is, I'm going to have to kill you.
Yeah.
And
it scares girls away.
It
scares girls away. Yeah, I think it's weird.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
How many gals have seen your erect penis?
About three.
Three? Outside of the family?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right there, nigger. Listen, all you idiots. When you do the bogus call, fine, but try to keep it within the realm of possibilities.
Make it interesting.
Well, if you call in and is a 14-year-old guy and say, I measured my penis yesterday, it's 8 1/4 inches.
I'm freaked out.
And I'm kind of freaked out, and I know people think it's funny, but I'm pretty serious about this. I don't want it to get in the way. Then we'll believe you. But if you just go 10, flaccid especially, it's not quite as believable.
Something outrageous.
Russell?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, I think it's called a caltrician or something. It's that thing where you get it cut and...
What is going on tonight?
I don't know.
You know that thing
you get... I've said it 1,000 times. I would match our callers against the stupidity of any callers in any show, national or local.
By the way, Seth, Adam's always making fun of your name. I should know that.
Here's all I've said about Seth, the name Seth.
Yeah.
Once in a while, when we do these college tours, I've been known to do my gay aptitude test because a lot of guys don't know if they're gay, and I decided to quantify it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it works on a point system. You know, if you have shoes with tassels, give yourself 5 points. If they have buckles, give yourself, you know, 10 points. What are some of the other ones? If you've named your own penis, deduct 10 points, a very masculine thing to do. But if you've named it Seth, then add 15.
Oh, man, I'll figure that one out on the way home.
Actually, it says...
Actually, if you name your roommate's penises, that'll get you points, too.
Sorry. I was just pointing out the cough button to me, which is probably...
something you could utilize.
Yeah.
Brandy?
Yes.
You're 15?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're 17. What's up?
Right.
What's going on?
I was calling because I'm more attracted to people who are older than I am.
How much older?
Well, there was one guy who was 24, and then another, he was about 28.
Do you do anything with these attractions?
Well, one of them, yes. The other one, no. But
see, we don't really have any problem with you being attracted to older guys. We understand why that would be the case. The problem is the guy that would respond to you having overtures toward him is the problem. The guy that would engage with you is a disturbed guy.
Yeah, it's not
you're under 18.
Not to be trusted, unless he's a producer. And it's fine. Right, Troy? Didn't we discuss that once?
You've said it many times.
I don't want to make any enemies. And which guy are you going with, the 24 or the 28?
Well, neither now, but I just noticed really that I'm more attracted to people older than I am, and it's just worrying me.
Well, which one did you have something going with?
The 28-year-old.
Perfect.
Mm-mm.
And where'd you scrape him up?
I worked with him.
Oh, boy.
Why don't you ask the usual questions?
Me?
Yeah.
All right. Where's your dad?
How far away is he?
Where is he? Do you know where he is?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, he's sleeping right now.
In prison?
No.
At your house?
Yeah.
Does he not pay enough attention to you?
Oh, he drinks a lot.
There you go. All right. Well, that's it.
Well,
we have our answer.
I mean, I know there's a lot of problems at home, but I don't know. I'd just rather be attracted to people my age.
Okay.
You'd rather be attracted to people your age?
But I'm not. So how can I change that?
Well, why don't you go to Alateen or something?
Alateen is a great way to do that. That will settle some of these impulses down. And how about sort of looking at what you're doing and stepping back from it and making better choices? Just because you have those attractions doesn't mean you have to act on them.
Do you socialize with people your own age?
Oh, yeah.
And understand where the attractions come from. They come from the unfinished trauma that your dad has inflicted, the lack of availability, the need to sort of reconnect with somebody that reminds you of him.
Okay.
All right. You're liable to get caught up with a guy who does some drinking, too.
Absolutely.
Where's my bourbon?
So you better watch out for that, all right?
All right.
All right, Brandy. So here's the deal.
Alateen.
If you want to do something, don't do it.
And go to Alateen.
If you're attracted to a guy, don't date him.
Don't trust it.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, Family Guy.
It goes for all of you, unless you're attracted to me. What, Brandy?
Family Guy. That's a great show.
Oh, thank you very much.
I think the baby and the dog is the best.
Well, you're very sweet.
Seth does them both. Seth, come on, give us a little shout-out.
He's going to sound nothing like him. All right, this is a screwy line we did for a month coming up.
Seth's got a little cold.
A little bit of a cold.
You know, Lewis is rather a pain in my arse. I sometimes wonder if all women are this difficult. And then I think to myself, my God, wouldn't it be marvelous if I turned out to be a homosexual?
There we are. Stewie with a bad
song. Oh, I love that. And just a quick shot of Peter, so people can
quick shot of Peter. Gotta give me a quick shot of something else before I give you a shot of Peter.
There you go.
It's like a different guy.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I know.
That is talent.
I do me tired and extra tired.
You do it beautifully.
Thank you. Daniel?
Yes.
You're 46?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. What's up with you?
I just wondered if you'd pull on your penis that you would make it maybe longer. Or...
Sure. Temporarily. You know, and then you let go. It snaps right back.
Hang it from the parallel bars or something?
Oh, hold on, by the way. I got to talk to Seth. There's a few things that are missing from today's sitcom and or cartoon. I'd like to see you work on some upcoming scripts.
What do you got?
One is that, like, the window shade thing. You know, where you yank on the person's tongue, pull it way back, then let it go.
Oh, my God. And it's got that, like, the player piano thing going?
Yeah. Would I like to see some of that?
You want that? All right. We'll see.
Souffles. I'd like to see some souffle humor. Now, here's what I'm talking about.
All right. Yeah, you lost me there.
Okay. Remember in 70s sitcoms, maybe even 60s, Bewitched, ones like that, Brady Bunch, they'd be cooking, Alice would be cooking a souffle at the beginning, act one, and the kids would come running into the kitchen and slam the door, and she'd go, oh my God, and she'd turn the light on in the oven. The souffle has not fallen.
Oh, God.
In Act 2, someone would break a vase.
Yeah.
And she'd
go
running to the oven. the souffle has still not fallen.
Yeah,
but by Act 3, something would happen.
That souffle would go down. No, it's something like a flea would sneeze, and that would do it.
Right.
Tiny event would take it down.
We want the window shade spinning.
Okay, window shade
player
spinning.
Player piano thing humor. Souffle humor.
The suspenseful souffle.
I'd also like to hear some Benedict Arnold humor.
Reference
yeah. worked into it.
Benedict Arnold, the traitor?
Yeah, when people, like again in Brady Bunch or whatever,
exactly.
when they go, you Benedict Arnold.
That always struck me as the most ridiculous thing in the world, that he was ostracized by his classmates, Peter Brady, for playing Benedict Arnold in the class play.
Well,
can you actually see that happening?
They not only made one of their characters play Benedict Arnold in the play, but there's many other references to Benedict Arnold, and not only the Brady Bunch, but in many
they decided to dedicate an episode to it.
Right. And now you never see Benedict Arnold comedy anymore. So I'd like you to bring that back.
The days when kids talk like a 50s government propaganda film.
Right.
That's edgy.
All right. So souffle humor.
All right, souffle.
Benedict Arnold humor. Oh, and one more thing.
Yeah,
one more thing that's missing from sitcoms. You know, when they get in an argument, like the two people sharing the room or sharing the apartment, so they go, fine. Well, it's half my apartment. Well, let's split it right down the middle.
Yeah.
And they take that tape and they go right down the middle of the apartment. Sure enough, the one guy whose idea it was has to use the bathroom immediately.
Yeah,
you can't use it because it's on my side. Can you work that in?
I think maybe we can.
We can
look into it. We can look into it.
Okay. I'm just saying.
And if we refuse?
I'm not telling you what to do.
I'm just asking.
Okay. Eric?
Yeah. Hi.
Eric, you're 18. What's up?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I got a...
Wait a minute. We didn't talk to the last guy with the...
stretching penis?
Yeah. Which guy was he?
Three.
Hold on there, Eric. Daniel?
Yes.
All right. So you're 46.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know about the penis stretching?
Yes, I... Drew said that there's a tendon in there. I just wondered if that tendon could be enlarged.
No. Well, what about those people that hang weights off it and get that length?
Yeah, you can certainly stretch out the soft tissues. And then when you get an erection, what you have is the erection you had before, now with like a little soft elephant tongue.
So it's like you pull the tube sock halfway off your foot?
Yeah, a little elephant trunk hanging off the tip.
I could use that.
You pull a penis out, it snaps back, does a player piano thing. There you go.
With this in play.
And I got a news bulletin for your name is?
Adam.
Adam.
Yeah, okay. Big fan of the show.
It's sorry.
All right.
That's the first time I've been on radio.
Are you?
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
But anyway, did you hear about the news about the lady that had the largest breast in the whole wide world?
Oh, dying?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ferrari?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Europe? Yeah, somebody in my office...
71 inches.
Somebody brought that to my attention today at my desk.
How old was she?
I don't know how old she was. Her breasts were 4.5 years old, though. I don't know how old she was, but she died. She was 30.
30?
Yeah,
wow.
you hate to see that happen.
They said on the radio that she might have got suffocated.
Oh, please. Don't mock the large breasted, please. Daniel, you're 46 years old.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I work at a shoulder workshop. I'm totally blind.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, but
that thing you said the other day that if you play with it too much, you go blind?
Oh, please. Listen, I'd make fun of you, but I feel sorry for you.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, oh, really?
If you're blind, though, how much can you care about how long your penis is?
Mine's 4 inches.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
A small guy.
Yeah.
I'm only 4'10" tall.
Then it's huge. If you're 4'10".
Right, it's all relative.
Is that do you have any genetic problems? Anything, any chronic illness or anything?
I got a kind of depression kind of thing. I just changed over medicine.
All right.
Kind of made me feel better, so.
Okay, good.
All right, Daniel. You keep going to work. Keep pulling your penis. Keep your feet on the ground. Mm-hmm. Keep your head up in the clouds, and keep your penis attached to some device that stretches it.
I just wonder what's your time schedule there. Where I'm at is...
Hey, Daniel.
The music's already on.
Daniel, where are you calling from?
Ohio.
All right. I have no idea. All right. The beauty of me and Drew is we're on in, 65 cities. We couldn't tell you... we couldn't tell you 10 of them.
No.
Could we?
No.
And have no idea where any of the callers are coming from. Or calling from.
Mm-mm.
Do we know?
No.
You know what? I think it's the biggest, yank off in radio. These guys, they get a syndicated show and they go, Tupelo, you're on the air. West of the Rockies, you're on. and they'll tell you who and where everyone is calling from constantly.
Yeah.
And then it just becomes this sort of prerequisite when you do a national radio show to talk about where everyone is calling from. But our thing has always been, who cares where they're calling from?
Right.
And we don't know, and it doesn't say up on the screen. And once in a while it comes up, but it just seems like they're kind of yanking themselves up.
Like you're going to go, small penis, oh, Ohio. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I got a urologist friend of mine who's living out in the Buckeye State, and he could probably swing by. Eric?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
We're going to take ourselves a break, but your question is, your girlfriend says her nipples will grow if you suck on them?
That's right.
Right.
That's what her friends have been telling her.
That's what Adam's been telling his girlfriend's quite some
time. That's right. Except for I substitute nipple for what, Drew?
Bank account.
Penis. Oh. Come on, you idiot. No, their bank account will grow. Right. Very smart, Drew. Drew made, even though it was half a joke, it was still considered an attempt at comedy. I'm going to give you credit for that, Drew.
I enjoyed it.
We all enjoy it.
All right. Seth MacFarlane and Alex Borstein are both here from The Family Guy for this.
We're about to get funky, yo.
Hit it.
This Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Oh, we'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50 cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park.
Hey!
And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50 cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery.
If you've got an anniversary coming up, this may be the year to get her an anniversary band. I'm Tom Shane, and our selection of anniversary bands is great in all designs and price ranges. In principle, an anniversary band is a ring with a row or a couple of rows of diamonds running across her finger. Of course, buying from the Shane Company guarantees the diamonds will all be top quality and perfectly matched. Also popular this year are 3-stone anniversary rings, where the center diamond is larger than the two matching side stones. Available in platinum, white, or yellow gold, these three-stone anniversary rings are traditional, yet at the same time the newest fashion statement. A gift of diamonds will make this anniversary the one she'll remember forever.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Has your love life left you hurting and hungering for something better? There are trained and caring counselors available to help you sort it all out. Are you searching for that real love that will truly satisfy you? They have the answer for you. They are Love Lines. Call them anytime, night or day. 612-379-1199. That number again is 612-379-1199. For the help you can trust. Dating can lead you to a confusing world of relationships that just don't seem to work, when what you're looking for is a deep and meaningful relationship that will last. The Love Lines counselors have the answers you've been searching for. Call day or night, 612-379-1199, for the help you can trust. Their caring counselors will help you find the real love you want and deserve. Call Love Lines anytime, 612-379-1199. They're always there for you.
When someone makes you an offer, either you want it and take it, or don't want it and don't. Take it. Of course, there are those you want and don't take, and those you don't want but take anyway. And who could forget the offers you never wanted, said no to a million times, but they give it to you anyway. As for me, I stick to the ones I want and need. Like this one from Xerox.
Now get a Xerox Document Center 332 digital copier, including everything. Lease, service, supplies, and 10,000 copies for only $349 a month. Just call 1-800-ASK-XEROX.
Everything you need for one low price. That's my kind of offer.
The Document Center copies 32 pages per minute, is networkable, easily upgrades to print, scan, and fax, and comes with a Xerox Total Satisfaction Guarantee. Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX for the Document Center right for you.
With Xerox, you get everything. Also known as the outbeat, kicking myself if I don't call offer.
Based on 60-month lease, see restrictions at Xerox.com/DOC.
I'm Brian Oak.
And Mary Lucia, mornings on Zone 105.
In addition to David Letterman's Top 10 and the Song of the Day, each morning we have your chance to just answer the question.
You can win valuable prizes if you freaking take them.
Could you use a pager?
No.
That's awesome. Well, you're taking one anyway. Hang on the line. You're gonna take your prize and like it. You know, you do someone a favor.
You do someone a solid.
Like that. I don't really want your stupid prize.
I don't need your stinking handout. I don't need no charity.
I don't need charity from you people.
No.
I can't get my phone calls on my own.
Hey.
So they're not going to turn to you people.
That's right. I don't need some new wave disc jockey to give me a pager.
With the most music in the morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Welcome back to the Best of Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew. Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, the guy who does every voice under the sun, is in tonight, and he's endlessly amusing.
He really is.
And talented. He has that one thing that you and I don't possess, Drew.
It's glaringly obvious.
Yeah. You know what it is?
It's talent.
That's right. There. I'm touching my nose. If anyone's playing charades at home.
Were you ever a jock? A disc jockey?
No. Know him from Saturday Night Live, and this is my only radio job.
Hey, how dare you?
Mm-hmm. How dare you, Daryl?
What?
Nah, man, I'm gross with that. Drew, Daryl, I'm funny man.
I did that. I did an overnight shift once.
You did?
Yeah, and I practiced trying to learn how to be a jock. It was terrible.
Where at?
Vero Beach, Florida.
And when you said did it once, you mean for a few months?
Yeah, for a few months, and I was really bad at it. Yeah.
And was it always a goal of yours to get on radio, or how did you
I wanted to do voices for a living.
Right.
And so I needed a recording studio to make my tapes,
mm-hmm.
and I needed to make a lot of tapes, you know, to send out a lot. And so I got an overnight position. First pushing buttons and then later actually doing the weather and then actually being a jock.
And what were some of your earliest impressions of voices? Were they voices or were they impressions?
I did Pee Wee Herman.
That was like one of my first ones. Eddie Murphy, you know?
Give us a little taste of this.
Pee Wee Herman, let's see. I used to do Pee Wee Herman on Dynasty.
Look, Alexis, I like you. Like you.
Like you.
The things about me you don't want to know, Alexis.
Things you shouldn't know.
Things you could know.
So let me think. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. I'm a rebel. A loner.
I like you, like you.
Why is it so funny? There's something that's so inherently funny about that. If you know, Paul Rubens was sitting here doing it, I wouldn't be laughing.
Not as much.
But if someone who's doing it and sounding like 99% of it, it's hysterical. Mm. All right, and what about a little Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy. I met Eddie Murphy once, and he came up to me, and he said, I just want to say, what did you say? I just want to say your stuff is freakish. That's what he said. Your stuff is freakish. But the way he said it was, he goes, and then he laughed. He did his laugh. So he said it like, I just want to say your stuff is freakish, really. Just, freakish, really. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. He goes, well, no, with the Jesse Jackson and the no in the hand of the thing. No.
There's a little Jesse Jackson.
Ask me any question and I'll give you a Jackson-esque response.
All right. You're familiar with the Million Man March, and last Mother's Day they had the Million Mom March.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a ripoff in any way? Do you feel slighted? Does it take away from your achievement as a Million Man March?
Well, we must separate the cream from the coffee. A, to combat the deficit, I've taken a position in the Middle East, never becoming the position of the day. Blacks have not seen a good time under Reagan. I have not run negative ads and jibbity jibbity and rat-a-tat-tat.
Did you do Maya Angelou too on Saturday Night
that
Live?
Was Tracy Morgan.
Oh,
really good for Maya Angelou.
It, yeah, because he really is.
He really does it so well. Yeah.
I was, I just sort of remember seeing it recently, and I figured anyone did an impersonation was you, but it was Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh, now, who else do I want to hear from Saturday Night Live? I mean, Jesse Jackson never gets old, of course. There's Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot more that I'm not thinking of.
There's a lot that I did one time. You know,
right.
I just learned, I had a few days to learn, I mean, like Richard Dreyfuss, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
You didn't you, was that on a game show? Or
it was a Joe Pesci show.
And where he beats the crap out of everyone with a bat?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a little Richard Dreyfuss.
Okay, I used to warm up with the speech from Jaws, one of his speeches from Jaws, so I'll just do that, okay?
Right.
All right. Mr. Vaughn, what we're dealing with here is an eating machine, a miracle of evolution. All this machine does is eat and sleep and make little sharks. And that's all.
I don't think you understand our problems.
I think I understand a little bit about your problems, that you're going to let it swim up behind you and bite you in the ass.
Mr. Vaughn. Yeah. There's a lot of voices I only did once.
Let's see. How about Sean Connery?
Sean Connery a couple times. Yeah.
Did you do him? Who'd you do on the game show?
Actually, I did Sean Connery on Jeopardy.
Right.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Can you give us a little Sean as long as we're on a roll here?
Well, all right. Sean Connery, let's see. See, Capone Black, we gotta get down there. We gotta work those new teeth in of his. Capone pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He puts one of yours in the hospital, you put one of his in the morgue. That's the Chicago way. How's that?
Oh, that was excellent.
All
perfect.
Right.
Yeah. From not the defiant ones. What am I thinking about?
The Untouchables.
The Untouchables, that's right.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey.
Hey, you're 17. What's going on?
Well, I've had this boyfriend for a while, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I trust him and I love him, but I'm scared of him.
Why?
I really don't know. I don't know if I have issues and I want to try to figure it out.
You're
like,
scared of him on physically?
What?
Am I allowed to talk?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Only it's Jesse Jackson.
All right. Let's separate the cream from the coffee. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sometimes physically, like, I'm scared to get intimate with him and stuff. Mm. But then, like, sometimes also, like, emotionally, like, I'm scared to let him get close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And well, at 17, that's sort of normal to have ambivalence about being open and intimate.
How old is he?
He's 17 as well.
I see.
Mm. And but is this fear you have of him something sort of real? Is he an aggressive guy?
No, he's really passive and like, he won't fight back.
I see.
You try to provoke him?
Try as you might.
Not really. Yeah. Like, when we get into arguments, so he won't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drew's wife has the same problem with him. And is you okay with guys in general?
Oh, yeah.
You like them? No one did you wrong?
Oh, no.
Daddy was good?
Mm-hmm. Real good.
All right. Well, you got to get over it then.
Hey, is it too late to beg you to do the lightning round?
Yes.
Yeah, I might be able to squeeze that in.
I love the lightning round.
Do you?
It makes me laugh so hard.
Well, thank you. you're one of the minority who enjoys that.
Oh, not even.
Oh, really?
We talk about it at school, and everyone loves it.
Well, I normally don't do it with a guest on hand because it's something I do to fill the time, but maybe I can slide into a little lightning round, and Daryl can call on his overnight shift experience to do a little can DJ.
Yeah, even just for a little bit.
Yeah, we'll do a little dueling lightning round.
Tell me, what are we doing?
Well, it's basically I get the cowbell out and slide into the over-the-top DJ.
Oh, you do?
And we burn through some calls.
Yeah.
That's right. And I think Daryl could play along with that. All right. So we'll do that in about 5-10 minutes or so. Let's first talk to Dylan. Dylan?
Yeah.
All right. So you make out with your girlfriend with your clothes on.
Yeah.
And you want to know if she can get pregnant.
Yeah.
Is your fly open?
No.
No?
I don't understand even the question.
Well, I mean, like, could, like, the semen or sperm kind of get through the clothes and...
I don't see how.
You
because she was kind of worried about that and stuff.
I don't see how.
So you mean if it soaked through your jeans and then you put your jeans in her, could she get pregnant?
Something like that.
Well, are you having an orgasm or are you just leaking?
Leaking.
You're leaking.
Oh, no, forget it. Come on.
Oh. Damn, you're all right.
All right.
What's going on with you two, though? I mean, you don't take your clothes off?
No, we haven't had sex yet.
Yeah, but you can still take your clothes off sometimes, can't you?
Well, mom's always home, so.
I see. So you get the clothes on.
Yeah.
You guys have a big puddle in your pants when you leave the house. That's nice.
I wear a long shirt.
All right. All right, Dylan. Listen, when you do have sex, you got to use some birth control, right?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Yeah. And you cannot use the withdrawal method because you're a leaker. All right?
I didn't know I fell into that category.
You certainly do. You're the king of the leakers. You understand?
Oh, thank you.
All right. So you cannot pull out. All right? You must wear a condom. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
All right. Have fun.
Okay.
And who does your laundry?
My dad.
Oh, that must be a wonderful experience for him.
Well, I kind of clean it before he sees it.
You clean it up? Good. There's nothing more humiliating for a father than doing a son's laundry and having to break the corduroys over his knee to get them into the washing machine.
Break.
We're going to take a break?
We're going to break.
Let me just talk to someone. James?
Huh?
You're 15?
Yeah.
You have wet dreams about girls other than your girlfriend?
Yeah, I don't know if it's normal.
Perfectly normal.
Yeah, why does that even bother you?
Yeah, it's because, like, that sometimes my girlfriend sleeps over here without my parents knowing. And it's just that I find it very uncomfortable, and I haven't told her about it, and I was wondering if I should talk to her.
That you're having dreams about other women?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Keep that to yourself, James.
Yeah. You got a lot to learn.
Okay.
You should never share honest thoughts with your mate. You understand me? Never.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, here's the deal.
Can't a gay male do that at least?
No.
Can't share?
No.
Gay male? Men can handle it.
Yeah, a gay guy could do that. Yeah. Because his partner's thinking about, one of the guys from Friends while he's getting blown by the other guy. Or possibly you, Dr. Drew. Possibly you. But here's what I'm saying. Here's the deal with women. you know that adage, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all? That's good with the ladies. Just give them the compliments and save all the beefs, all the thoughts, all those things. Like people always talk about, you know, you should be honest in a relationship. It's important to communicate. All that nonsense out the window. Mm. Believe me, it took me a long time to figure that out. Yeah. Just say the happy thoughts and bury the bad ones. Right, Drew?
Yeah. Don't even talk to them if you can help it. Right?
If you're gonna, yeah, that's why I like a nice Oriental gal. Someone right off the boat.
Mm-hmm. Someone that you can like quote song lyrics from Elton John and claim they're yours.
That's right. What do you mean? I say I am Elton John.
Look, Ling Chao, I can't fight this feeling. Okay, deep inside of me.
That's right.
Ooga shaga.
Girls, you...
I can't fight this feeling deep inside of me.
I think...
girl, you just don't realize
what you do to me.
Yeah.
I thought first you were going to REO Speedwagon, but I see we went to Ooga Shaga Rap. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Daryl Hammond is our guest tonight. When we come back, I think we'll do a little... What's over there?
I was reading that question.
We'll do a little dueling lightning round DJs. Oh, yes.
We'll read Chad's question for everybody to appreciate.
Go ahead.
Chad has heard that the head of your penis will fall off if you have anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
We should address that. Ace Barcola will address that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's my name. And listen, gents, that's true if you try getting me.
Mm-hmm.
Spread the word. We'll be back.
Love Line. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew will be right back before you know it.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Glenwood Institute in Minneapolis would like to apologize to all those who may have been offended by our previous radio commercials. This includes employees of fast food restaurants and guys who work the snack bar at movie theaters. We apologize to anyone who counts cars along the highway or refills ketchup containers at restaurants. We're sorry if we cheesed off any ditch diggers, factory line workers, cafeteria ladies, people who work in cubicles, and guys named Doug who still live at home with their parents while their friends are off at Dunwoody Institute learning important trades like printing and graphic arts, machine, tool and die, or engineering, drafting and design, preparing for rewarding, high-paying careers. For the rest of you, however, there is still time to call Dunwoody Institute at 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800. Before we make fun of your job.
If you're interested in learning about printing and graphics production and haven't seen Dunwoody's multi-million-dollar state-of-the-art printing facility, contact Tracy today at 612-374-5800 to arrange a tour. That's 374-5800. Call today.
It's another beautiful day. One of those days you never want to lose the seasonal allergies.
I'm walking on sunshine. Oh, and don't it feel...
Take clear control. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about Claritin brand of loratadine tablets. They're available by prescription only. Just one Claritin tablet daily brings you 24 hours of non-drowsy relief from seasonal allergy symptoms.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Claritin has a low occurrence of side effects, including headache, drowsiness, fatigue, and dry mouth. All were similar to sugar pill. For more information, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about prescription Claritin. Call 1-800-CLARITIN for additional important information. Visit Claritin.com and see our ad in Health Magazine.
I'm walking on sunshine.
This allergy season, don't lose a single day. Take clear control. Take Claritin.
And don't it feel good? Hey.
Are you having trouble finding or keeping a job? Perhaps you have no work experience, or maybe you lack the job skills to find something better. If you're struggling with any kind of barrier to employment, Goodwill Easter Seals can help. At Goodwill Easter Seals, you'll find job training, placement, even follow-up support. Employment services are available at 19 sites around the state. Call Goodwill Easter Seals at 651-646-2591 and get on track to finding the job you want.
Time now for the weekly planner. Introducing MarsMusic.com. Shop for gear, see online interviews, even get a gig. Plus, enter to win $1 million. Log on to MarsMusic.com for details. Want to play? Get your Cuervo Nation passport at your favorite area nightclubs. It's good for special discounts at all down in the valley locations. Now buy some fitness stores and the Lagoon and Uptown movie theaters. This Sunday, June 25th, join Thorne at the new Marcus Shakopee Cinema. They'll be loaded with prizes. The Marcus Shakopee Philosophy Cinema as UltraView Stadium seating, seven wall-to-wall screens, crystal clear digital sound, wide, comfortable seats, and first-class service. The Marcus Shakopee Cinema is located in the Shakopee Town Square Center. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for details.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hey, this is Jonathan Silverman, and you're listening to Loveline with Ace Rakola and Dr. Drew.
That's right, guys and gals out there. This is Ace Rakola. It's a good part over there. Dr. Drew is back down.
On Tuesday.
It's a two for Wednesday. Let me check time real quick, right up. It's 11:46, straight up. It's 14 minutes away from the top of the hour, 12 midnight, the witching hour, and you're smack dab in the middle of the lightning round. Tonight, our guest is the very, 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 very funny man, Daryl Hammond, your finalist. And let me tell you something. This kid is hot, hot, hot. All right, let's hop back on the phone. So we got John Drew, call number one, Jezebel.
Hello.
Jezebel, 19 years old.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah, what's going on? Hey, Jezebel, let me check time real quick. It's 11:46 and 40 seconds. That is 13 minutes and 20 seconds. A wave at the top of the hour, straight up, midnight, the witching hour.
All right.
Well, listen, love on Ace Rock, all his bar, Dr. Drew. Daryl Hammond, because it's very funny. Very funny, man. Very funny Saturday Night Live. What's up there, Jezebel?
Can I ask Daryl a question really quick?
Uh-huh.
Here
he is. Bill
Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done. You want me to try?
Yeah, you should.
Well, Daryl, let me check time for you. It's 11:47 and 10 seconds. It's 12 minutes.
But it's 12 o'clock.
That's right.
On your Wednesday.
Go ahead there, Daryl.
Cosby, give me something to say.
You know that funny little laugh does?
Uh-huh. I need more something more distinct.
You never watched Bill Cosby?
Yeah, but I have never done the voice before.
Hey, Daryl's Ace Rock old idea. Why don't you talk about Jello? Because I know Bill loves that Jello. So hug that Jello. So Jello. Let me check time real fast.
Okay, it's 11.
I'm checking the time. It's 11:47 and 40 seconds. That's 12 minutes and 20 seconds away from half an hour straight up. Daryl Hams again. Very funny, man. Very funny. Saturday Night Live. Hot, hot, hot. Go ahead there, Daryl. Bill Cosby there with the Jello.
What's up? Are you going to ask me a question?
Yeah, I need to ask a question.
Okay.
My question is, okay, I have both my nipples pierced, and I want to know if I'm going to be able to breastfeed, because I know when you take out piercings, it builds up scar tissue.
Yes, usually you can. It makes it a little more difficult, but you can.
Can.
That's good. Jezebel. I see where you got that name.
Squirt out in like three different places.
It tends to be a little more difficult, I understand.
All right, babe. It's going to be like a rain bird on your yonkers. You know what I'm saying? Thanks, Carl. I'm sure you're hot, all right?
On your yonkers?
Yeah, that's right. That's Dr. Drew over there. I'm Ace Rocko. I'm Saturday Night Live. Very, 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 very funny man. And hot, hot, hot.
It's joining us on Tuesday.
He's going to be at the La Brea Bravo this week coming up. Do a little Pee-wee Herman.
You big dummy.
That's little Fred Sand report. It's 11:48 and 48 seconds. That is 11 minutes and 12 seconds. A wave in the top of the hour. Straight up, hat back on the phone. Do a little more Ted Cabell, boys. You better have it.
It's the kind of smut many of the porn stores won't even carry.
That man is a funny man, and that's
there
right.
I was down in Cuba.
Go ahead.
I'm in Cuba. I've got Castro on one side. I've got the Pope on the other side, and all of a sudden, a girl in Washington gives a BJ to the president, and my dream of a... Can I have another margarita? My dream of a... I don't know what to say.
Daryl Hammond, very funny.
What's the secret word, Pee-wee?
La, 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 la.
Tell us.
La, la, la.
Hello?
Kevin!
Hey, what's going on?
You're 25, but it's back down in the middle of lightning round. Some Ace Rock calls a goodbye to Dr. Drew. It's Gretchen over there. There you go.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew.
Kevin.
I was skating like about last week on a Wednesday, and I was busting a gap, and I landed on a rail, and I, you know, crunched my nards pretty good.
Both of them?
Pretty much. And they turned like blackish purple for a while.
They swell up?
Yeah, big time. It was like elephant titus of the nuts.
Why weren't you seen by a doctor then?
Because I didn't really think anything of it. I just put an ice pack.
Your testes become the size of grapefruit, and they turn blue, and...
Yeah.
They hurt like hell.
Yeah.
I don't know. What point would you actually go see the doctor?
Yeah. Something's wrong with his testicles?
Hey, Gavin?
Yeah.
What would it take? Like a Komodo dragon hanging off of your testicles by its jaw in order for you to think something may be up with the testes? Or is the balloon sized and black and blue good enough? That's Daryl Hammond over there, by the way. He's going to be the brain of all weekend long. Hey, Kevin, get in, see the doc. What do you say about it?
Yeah, I'll try to get in.
All right.
Yeah, you can rupture the testes. You can permanently affect your fertility and testosterone levels.
Let me tell you something about Ace Rucola. Some hams are family jewels. I ain't driving myself being airlifted in, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, helicopter right after Jimmy. Let me check the time. It's 11:51 straight up. That's 9 minutes away from the top of the hour, the witching hour, 12 midnight. Daryl Hammond, very funny man from Saturday Night Live, is coming and join us in. He's a little bit of improv. Funny man, and hot. Jeff?
Oh my God, dude. I'm so shaking. Adam, you were like God, dude. I've listened to you guys for so long.
That's right. I'm a deity.
You're so cool on Saturday Night Live, dude. It rules. I've been watching it forever since John Belushi, man.
Thanks, man.
Well, you really hit the hat trick tonight. Jeff, you're 16 years old. What's your question about?
Like, I used to do LSD a lot, like, in the 7th grade, like, when I was a freshman.
That's why you think Daryl's funny.
Yeah, and I still continue to do it. And like, I don't know, I've been hearing sounds lately. It's, like, hard for me to get to bed.
All right. And have you stopped doing the LSD, Jeff?
Jeff, it kills me when kids do this to themselves, because acid, ecstasy, these are drugs that are known to damage brain. Time magazine did a thing about ecstasy. I read it. It was awful. It was just, it killed me that they were just basically presenting the facts about people who deal with patients of damage from ecstasy as though it's some sort of biased presentation of people who have some agenda to get kids to stop doing drugs. Hey, you don't choose to do drugs, enjoy. But realize your brain gets damaged. You're going to hear voices. You're going to have mood disturbance.
True. I know this is a very passionate subject for you, and I hate to cut you off, but let me check the time. Thank you very much. It's 11:52 and 30 seconds. 7 minutes, 30 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up. Pee Wee Herman and Ted Koppel are both in the studio tonight, Pee Wee. You there, buddy?
Hello,
Ted, you still standing by?
Absolutely.
Sean Connery's just stepped in the studio. Sean, you hanging with us tonight?
I'm staying for the long haul.
All right, and what a surprise. President Bill Clinton has just stepped in.
Let me say to the people of America and the nations of the world that I hate your ass. I swear to God I do.
Bill, could you step aside for just 1 second? Jesse Jackson would like to say something.
I certainly will set that apparatus in motion.
Ted, any last words, Ted Koppel?
It's the kind of Snyder.
Ted Kennedy stepped into the studio. No, he just left. Ted is not stepped in. Ted just poked his head in to say hi to Jesse and Clinton, and he stepped out. I'm Ace Rockhole. That's my partner, Dr. Drew. Wait a minute. Adam Carolla stepped into the studio. Do you do an Adam Carolla?
No, I don't.
All these hours. He cannot be replicated or duplicated in any way?
He can't be repeated.
God bless you, Bob. And that's why, Daryl, you could certainly do a blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Blah, 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 that's why Daryl Hammond is... We're going to take ourselves a quick break. I'm going to check the time during the timeout break, and we'll be back after this.
What's up?
Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and trowel. With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, and 800 superstars. Full length uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot XXX action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Get something for me?
Yeah, even you, Grammy. Sex World got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
An unplanned pregnancy.
pregnancy often sounds like this. An unplanned pregnancy can sound discord in anyone's life, but Birthright can help. Perhaps you're worried about finances and good medical care. Maybe you're concerned about the reactions of family and friends. Whatever your needs, you will find that your Birthright volunteer is a non-judgmental friend with a willing ear to listen and a helping hand in sorting out and solving your problems. Birthright offers free confidential pregnancy tests, counseling regarding all alternatives, financial assistance, medical referrals, and a continuing range of both emotional and practical support. So if you're involved in the discord of an unplanned pregnancy, remember, you have a friend at Birthright.
Birthright cares about you.
Call the Birthright office nearest you. They're in the business white pages.
Well, it doesn't take any great vision to see what is the hottest business and communications opportunity today. A new frontier of commerce has arrived in great force. The Internet. Already, many industries are retooling at a frantic pace to allow their customers a more efficient method of making purchases. As is often the case, technological advances have created a shortage of people who know how to utilize the Internet. There exist excellent employment opportunities for individuals who understand the three elements of e-commerce: creativity, administration, and marketing. A local school, the Minnesota School of Computer Imaging, a division of Minnesota School of Business and Globe College, is now offering a new educational program, e-commerce design, to empower individuals with the knowledge of website development, administration, and e-marketing. If you'd like information about this new e-commerce design program, call 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Or check out their website at msbcollege.com and enter the new frontier.
Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park are making life easier for those of you who want to drive a new Volkswagen. For example, there's something about that Passat GLS Turbo that speaks right to the core of who you are. That's great. So you're looking and then you find too many different deals and too many different dealerships. And that's where Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park come in. They have the same great incentives at the same time, like that Passat, or how about a Cabrio or Jetta 5-speed, all with financing as low as 1.9%. And you'll find the Jetta GL nicely equipped, starting as low as $17,225. It's simple. If you live in the South, head for Burnsville Volkswagen on Highway 35W and Cliff Road. And if you're further north, go to Westside Volkswagen on Highway 100 and Cedar Lake Road in St. Louis Park. Join me, Shelley Miller, this Saturday at Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park. We'll be out in the VW Cruiser with prizes from noon to 2. Drivers wanted at Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Well, Drew, not a bad show.
Yeah, we have this like this more often.
Yeah, like every night.
Yeah.
Well, that about does it. Tomorrow night, everyone, Snoop Dogg, David Alan Greer, Lit, Hef, and his beautiful twins. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Well, now.
This has been Loveline. The stuff expressed on Loveline is not necessarily the stuff of the staff, management, sponsors, or anyone else, including Westwood One Entertainment. Loveline is produced by Ann Wilkins and Gold. Now, please enjoy these birds.
KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics, Zone 105.